glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland. We have the joy of getting to know Shonda Pierce today, comedian, actress, and also founder of Branches Recovery Center. Welcome, Shonda, to Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much. It's such a privilege.
So grateful that you took time out of your really busy schedule. We've got a lot to cover, but you're coming to Terre Haute, March 23rd, and we're real excited about that.
The bus leaves tomorrow. This is the day we kind of load the bus, and it will be home for me till about June the 1st. Mm. We'll get home a couple of times here and there, which I have to make sure my son hasn't burned the house down. but just every now and then you check in and make sure you still have a place to live.
Oh, yeah. But, it comes in handy.
Other than that, yeah. And it sounds like, oh, so grueling. You know, let's face it. I had a gathering yesterday, a couple of missionaries from Italy. That's what we do here at my farm. We host missionaries and their families and pastors and their families that need a vacation. So they came by to one of the cabins, and I'm like, and they're going, Nessa, when do you leave? You know, I said, oh, I leave tomorrow. And you feel so, it puts everything in perspective. You know, they're on the mission field. They live in one of those containers, those shipping containers. Oh. You know, they've made a home for up in the hillside, you know, witnessing for Jesus. I'm going to get on a big fancy bus, you know, and drive around. So it puts it all in perspective. It's like, don't feel sorry for me, but you could still bring me cookies.
Shonda, when did you find out that you were funny and that people enjoyed listening to your funny?
You know, I will tell you this, and this is the truth, and I don't mean some fake humility. I the first four or five shows are already sold out, and it still to this day shocks and surprises me. Mm. Sometimes I feel bad because I go, people have nothing more to do. This is awful, you know. So I go through that. I really do. I'm still shocked and amazed that I have a job. God is so faithful. At the same time, I can remember, you know, trying to make my mother laugh so she would forget what she's fixing to whoop me for. And that always worked, you know. So I was always drawn to the funny. I was always drawn. I was a theater arts major, and every time there was time to audition for a play or something, I was always looking for the funny role. When I got a job as a young person at a theme park called Opryland, they put me in a show that gave the history of country music, and I impersonated Minnie Pearl.
Wow.
You know, instead of the glamorous, you know, Tammy Wynette, I was doing the Minnie Pearl part and loving it, you know. And so it's funny how that's just always in your blood. Now, I am a middle child, and there really is something to that, that we are the peacemakers and the people pleasers, you know. And so all those things, it's interesting, all the things that got me in trouble, I'm getting paid for. You know,
that is wonderful.
And all the things you wish you weren't, as a, you know, I wish I was as pretty like the leading ladies, but I always got the goofy part. Well, now look, the Lord has blessed me because of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It all works out for good.
That's right. Maybe being funny was my, you know, Paul's thorn in the flesh, but for me, it's turned out to be quite fun.
It is fun. Now, life for all of us isn't always funny at times. And
right.
I know you've been through some hard times, and you've needed that good medicine of laughter to see you through.
Yes. You know, it is. Ecclesiastes is so good when it says there is a time for laughter. There's a time for this. There's a time for that. And it's true. And all those emotions are gifts from the Lord. But learning how to use them appropriately and when to use them, that is the key, you know, to a better mental wellness. There was a time I would, use my humor and comedy to deflect something that was very painful. And our lives are filled with ups and downs. That's what life is. That's the abundant life, is the ups and downs. But I've had my share of tragedies and trauma. I just finished a book called Life is Funny Until It Isn't. And Dawn, it's probably going to be my last book.
She
because
says.
Because I feel like once everybody reads it, I probably won't sell another ticket. It's pretty raw and honest.
I love it.
Real. And it's but it's truthful. You know, I think some pastors are going to read it and go, and you need to get sanctified. People are going to read it and go, wow, you've been through a lot. Some will read it and go, man, she's got problems, you know. But it's truthful.
Yeah.
And in our walk with the Lord, if anybody, my brother is so smart. My brother says all the time, I don't trust anybody that doesn't walk with a limp.
Isn't that good?
Isn't that good? For those who have wrestled with God in the good and the bad and the ugly and come out of it, even with a limp, those of you know that spirit is tried and true.
That reminds me of what Amy Carmichael wrote. She wrote, "Hast thou no scars? No scars?"
Oh,
and
yes, that's great.
We do. We all have scars. Yeah. And we can pretend that we don't.
Right.
We can try to cover them up. But you know what? I say let's use our scars to the glory of God.
Absolutely. You know, you think of, my heart is all on fire for Paul these days. Because I took a trip to Ephesus and I'm just so intrigued by his life. I've been reading and watching everything I can about the Apostle Paul. What intrigues me is he was the beginning of the church days when, you know, he was the first evangelist. The other apostles and disciples had all been with Jesus. He never saw Jesus.
Yeah.
And so he was just this Christian that came along, that his life was transformed. And he was beaten and imprisoned several times. And would it be, perhaps, that people watched his life and watched his perseverance and saw his scars, and that is what drew them to want to know who Jesus is?
Mm.
We have this tendency that says, come to know Jesus and everything is perfect. And there's nowhere in the Bible that that's true. The Bible says we will have problems of every kind, but I have overcome, you know, the world is going to be in trouble, but I've overcome the world. It should incite us and encourage us to know that it's our truthful scars that God is shining through. I think I had the privilege to know Billy Graham, and I watched his life, and we all feel like what a pristine, you know, he gave his life to Jesus. He never swayed. But we don't know on the quietness of where he was. Did he have discouraging moments? And I believe he did.
Yeah.
But it was those life lessons that he learned how to behave and how to live and how to surround himself with the right people. But there's that thing that had to happen in order to say, you know, I need to surround myself with better people. So something must have happened, you know, where he got these ideas. And so I just love, it's the people that have had their spirit tested. The test may not have been well, and you may have a few scars from it, as my book will reveal.
And when is that coming out? I'm so excited.
I'm going to take it with me on the road. That the publishing company is very nice about that, but it hits the stands, I think Amazon and all that, May the 7th.
Hey, you have also been on a screen. You've done a lot of different work when it comes to a film. Tell us about some of your screen work.
You know, it's been I've always thought I would love to transition to that more, you know, and get off the road a little bit. But I've been in a bunch of Hallmark movies, and I remember one of the directors saying, have you ever, you know, done a movie that's about your persona? And I was like, oh, thank you for asking. I just happen to have a little script in my, you know, in my desk. And I got it out, you know, and it was the last thing my husband and I had written together. And a long story short, a wonderful director and writer came along, Chris Dowling, and straightened it all up. And we wound up making the movie called Roll With It, and it was in the movie theaters. But it hit the streaming world, I think, next month. And I'm really excited about it just because it's a fun little story. It's not one of those overt, you know, Jesus saves and everybody gets washed in the water. This is just a lady that's losing her house and watches how God, you know, comes through. But it is, it was just funny and it was fun.
Good.
And I loved it, but it was hard work.
Mm.
I do think actors and actresses are way overpaid because there are starving children in the world.
Yeah.
But I also can see now, it is hard work. It is all day, every day, you know.
Yeah.
And the hard part for me, every time I've done a part in a movie or something like that, I was on the set every single day.
Mm.
But it's so funny because there's no audience to laugh, you know. And
yes.
I was like, that was the hardest thing to get used to was, well, I just said something funny and nobody budged. And it's like, no, we don't have to because, you know, you're playing for an imaginary person sitting in a, you know, theater. I wanted to hear it right then and there.
Yeah, you needed your feedback.
I need that gratification right that minute.
Oh, man. And, you know, and nobody's supposed to be laughing because it'll get recorded onto the movie. And then you've got to do it again and again and again.
I was such this codependent person every time. And Chris Dowling, I wish he could hear that because he'll laugh so hard. Because I was so codependent because I would do something and then I'd be like, was that okay? Did you like that? Was that okay? Do you need me to do it again? He's like,
Yeah.
I'll tell you if we have to do it again. You're fine.
Sounds delightful. You're a wise cracking waitress. I think that would be hilarious. What are some of the other works that you've been in?
I was this mean church lady. and I really enjoyed it. in a movie called All Saints, and that was kind of fun. I channeled some ladies I've known as a preacher's kid. And then I've been in, you know, 12 Wishes of Christmas and Christmas Land, all the, you know, the Hallmark movies that life all straightens out by the end.
We're talking with Shonda Pierce on Mark and Friends. And, you know, so Shonda, you're involved in so many things. And one of them that I think first knew about even before your comedy was your singing, because we played it.
Aww.
So how did that come to be? And tell me about your singing.
I think that's the funny thing is, if you remember Jim Nabors.
Yeah.
And the Gomer Pyle, you know,
yeah.
And he talks like I talk. But then he would sing and it'd be Old Man River, you know, it'd be just so amazing. I think that's what people think sometimes when I sing. I see the faces in the audience going, oh. My mother always wanted me to sing and not talk.
Oh, cute.
But we don't always get what we want with our kids. Singing, I live in a town where the waitress at McDonald's is probably the next, you know, winner of The Voice. You know,
just,
there's people that sing everywhere in Nashville. And so singing was just always a secondary thing. But I think singing puts a wonderful parenthesis on the night. I'll sometimes start with a funny song and end with something that the Lord's really touching my life, you know, something in the theme of the night. And I love that. And what's irritating is these songwriters that can write a song that lasts 4 minutes and say exactly what I tried to say for the last hour.
But, you know, we don't laugh at the song. We laugh at you. So we'd rather have you, you know, in your humor.
But I do love music. Music is another one of those beautiful gifts that the Creator gave us to create a way of helping us feel what we're trying to express and help us understand what we're trying to express. And there, you know, the arts are incredible. I can see a painting and just be in tears. Or I can hear a song and have to pull off the side of the road and praise Jesus. Mm. You know, it's so... The Creator of the universe put creativity in his children to use it for his, to edify him and to glorify him and tell us stories of him. And I love that I get to do that.
I was thinking of what Paul said. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And I guess the word there is poema, which is poem. Yes. So we are God's poetry. Right. And some of us, you know, have funny poetry and some have serious poetry.
That's right. And there's a version of the Bible that will say we are his masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
I love that.
Now, sometimes we do grab the paintbrush and try to improve upon his masterpiece. But for the most part.
Anybody that thinks they can improve on it, they just need to go stand at the Grand Canyon. You can't improve on that. God did something so miraculous and beautiful. You know, you can try to paint a picture, but when you see a sunset and you feel the sunset, it's totally different.
Let's talk a little bit about Branches Recovery Center. How did that come to be, and what does that all entail?
You know, my brother and I, we had a traumatic childhood of sorts, and it manifests itself in both our lives in different ways. It manifests in his life in addiction. It manifests itself in my life in deep depression. Both of us had to work out our past, and we needed help doing that. And in those moments when God finally put us flat on our back to work through our own personal pain, it was expensive. I mean, he had to get a second mortgage on his home to go to a Christian facility to get well. And I was blessed. I had to wipe out savings to go someplace where I could get some deep work done. And we both came out of that with the knowledge and the thought of, it shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this expensive. If we could come up with a place and the professional people and then never turn anybody away because of money, how can we pull that off? And we started dreaming that and praying over that, and God brought that into fruition. And Branches Counseling Center is now one of the biggest counseling centers in our state. We have probably about 12 wonderful licensed counselors. We've got psychiatrists. We've got nurses. We've got one of the state's number one weight loss clinics. It's taken on a life of its own. He just retired as the CEO, and his son is a doctor. He took over, and I'm a patient, so there. So it's still kind of the family business. So.
Nice.
I'm a lifetime patient of counseling. I love it.
Well, you're keeping him in business.
That's right. That's exactly. But we are blessed. We see about 3,000 to 4,000 people a month.
A month.
And never have to turn anybody away because, you know, one can pay full price, one can pay a little bit, and then we have wonderful donors that care about what we're doing and state grants, and God is faithful. I mean, he's just good. He never plants a seed that if it's really his seed and you water it and you grow it, he'll do it.
He does it. That's amazing. Yeah. So it's called the Branches Recovery Center, and it's located in the state of Tennessee.
Right, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Mm.
Yep. And they kind of help you hook up with places all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah.
And people come from all over, you know, to Branches. But, it's just an amazing place. I think it's one of those things that when I go, you know, I think I would like people to remember the impact of Branches more so than comedy videos.
That's so sweet. Wow, you are a busy girl. So, you know, Shonda, let's ask you, how can we pray for you? Because you just shared with me before we went on that just 2 weeks ago, something has happened to your back.
Oh, I fell. I was standing on the edge of the tub and I was vacuuming up those Japanese beetles that get in your house in the summertime.
Oh.
And I fell, and I felt it immediately crunch.
Oh.
And I have 2 cracked vertebrae in my lower back that I've been nursing and taking care of. And it's so painful.
Mm.
But you know what's so funny? The minute I fell, what came to mind, and I was in horrible, I've never been in horrible pain like that in my life. And I was sobbing. But what came to mind, I was crying out to my son and my assistant that was there helping me try to get out of the floor. And the EMTs came and the ambulance, you know, carried me off. And I said, the devil does not want this tour.
Mm.
Why does the devil not want me to go back to work? And so I'm coming back, you know, to life. I still kind of have to walk I said the other night at work, I had to shuffle onto the stage like an old woman. And I said, look, I can now be a president. I'm just shuffling around. And everybody laughed. It was so funny. But I hate getting old. And I'm going kicking and screaming. I'm not accepting it.
No, and it's not fair. Because you were doing fine without the fall, right?
Exactly. I just hate it. But you know, when God, whether you think it's the devil not wanting the tour to start or mm-hmm. God slowing you down because he needs to have a chat with you. Mm. Either way, it's been it's been a very tender time. I've been flat on my back for a week and a half. I couldn't move. I mean, I had to stay still. Then they have this procedure where they put cement in the broken cracks. I feel like I'm put together like an old road.
Oh, man. Did you get that done? Did you have the cement put in?
Yeah. It's phenomenal what modern medicine can do these days.
Well, we will be praying for you, Shonda. We'll be praying for success on the road, for healing, for just an enjoyable time. Because you bring so much enjoyment to your audience, absolutely. And you give us that wonderful gift. Really, laughter is a gift.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He does it.
He does it, and a cheerful heart is good medicine. So amen. We just thank you so much for your medicine that you give our way. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today on Mark and Friends, Shonda, and the Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Shonda is coming to Terre Haute March 23rd at the Tilson Auditorium. If you need more information, you could go to her website. It's shonda.org, and her name is actually spelled Chonda. Thanks so much for joining us today on Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And Mark, as always on Fridays, spends time with Pastor Jason Schiffo, who opens up the Word of God for us. That's Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. and p.m., and then 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media.